Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, while she was in nursing school, she heard that most nurses have had paranormal experiences. She shrugged it off until, of course, it happened to her.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, that it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number. To share your real ghost stories with us, we would love to hear them. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. If you had to name out a certain profession of where you've heard the most ghost stories come out of, what would it be?
It may be like, besides what you normally think of, like funeral homes and stuff like that, maybe like medical, like hospitals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that might be the top.
I would think so. I've heard a lot from nurses over the years on this show, and it's always been very, very interesting. I would be interested though in the grave stone stuff. I was just talking on another episode, I think it was earlier with Carol today. There's a graveyard here in my city, and it's in a very busy area. So, you know, this graveyard far outdates the expansion of the town. It's probably just some country graveyard at one point in time, but it's fairly big. Then, you know, roads have come in and restaurants and everything. And it's on a whole block, if you will, the graveyard, except for one corner. There's one corner in a busy intersection that's modernly squared off, and there is an Aspen Dental right there. And you just look and go, there's no way that this corner of the graveyard didn't have graves on it before. They didn't, like, keep this open for the Aspen Dental that popped up in the 2000s.
That's weird.
It's very weird because it's like, It's and quite literally a stone's throw out the window to hit a grave. You could take a pebble and you could hit a grave marker outside of the window of that Aspen Dental. That's how close it is to everything.
Yeah, that just does not sound good at all.
Makes me really wonder, like, what was there? Because something had to have been there. Maybe it was there's something logical to this. Maybe it was like the gravekeeper's house or something that was there. And then they, maybe that got torn down and it was just kind of a open space, and it's a good spot for retail. But I think it'd be odd being the business owner going, yeah, let's get the Aspen Dental literally in a cemetery, because it literally is surrounded by a cemetery. All sides, cemetery. Of course, the question I always have when I go by, I'm like, I wonder if it's haunted. Like, I'm almost thinking of getting my dental care transferred over there just to go and ask the question.
The real nice thing is you get a really great deal on dental work, because they just go out and they dig some up and throw it in your mouth.
I didn't even think of that. Maybe that's where they're getting veneers and things. Oh, my God. I think we just uncovered something today,
yep,
Todd.
Yep.
That's creepy as shit. Wow. I've really got to think about this now. Let's go to this phone call at 855-853-4802. Hi.
Hi. My name is Amanda. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. I just started listening to you guys maybe about a month ago, but I really, really like this show. I listen to it when I'm driving to work first thing in the morning, and it's really dark, and it sets the mood for my drive to work, and I just love it. But I do have a paranormal story of my own. I am a nurse. I work at a hospital, and before I became a nurse, when I was in nursing school, one of my instructors was like, you'll never not meet a nurse who has not had an experience, and, you know, I understand why there's so many deaths at hospitals. And I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. I didn't really like take her seriously. But I have something that I just can't explain. One night I was at work pretty late. I was charting. I had just had a rough day. So I was at work later than I should have been. And when I leave, I walk down this long corridor, and I jokingly call it the hallway of The Shining. And I always tell my girlfriends, like, oh, you know, one of these days I'm going to bump into, like, the twin ghosts, because it's just this, like, never-ending long corridor. That's the only exit for staff and the only entrance for staff. Ever since COVID, they've been limiting where the people, you know, who work at the hospital can go in and out. And it's a separate entrance and exit from all the visitors. So this is a staff exit and entrance in this long corridor that can really only be accessed by the units of the hospital, not by the main part of the hospital. So anyway, I'm walking and I'm on my phone and, you know, I'm looking down and not really paying attention. And all of a sudden I look up, and about 20, 25 feet ahead of me, I see this little old man, and he's walking across the corridor. And so I'm walking towards him, and he's kind of walking in the like perpendicular to me. So it's as though we were like opposing traffic, if I could describe it. So I'm like, you know, as though I'm facing him, but he's crossing his path in front of me from one side to the other. And my first thought is, oh my gosh, did this man, you know, is he lost? Did he leave his room? Is he even supposed to be out of his room? We do have a lot of older, confused people that sundown at night, and it has happened before. So my first initial reaction was, go find out where this man is supposed to be. So I start walking a lot faster and even kind of start jogging towards him. But by the time I get to him, he had already crossed in front of me. So he would have gone from one side of a unit to another. So I didn't see him by the time I got up to him, because he had already kind of walked past me into the other side of the unit. So I walk past him and I turn, and there's these two big double doors, and you just press a silver button and they open automatically, and then you're on another unit. And so my first initial reaction was, oh, the doors maybe were open already. Maybe he was able to just walk right in and he didn't have to stand there and wait for the doors to open, because had that been the case, I would have probably been right behind him by the time I caught up with him. So I open the double doors. There's a secretary, the unit secretary, sitting at the desk. She's on her cell phone. And I say, hey, did you see that old man walk in? Was he supposed to be wandering around? And she goes, what old man? And I said, an old man just walked in to your guys' unit. Can you help me find him? And so she's like, oh, yeah, of course. So we get up, and she gets up, I should say, and we both start circling the unit. She goes in one direction, and I go in the other. And pretty much units are like a big circle, at least at my hospital. They end up, they're like little pods. They end up forming these little circles, and the rooms are on the outside of the circle. And we start asking other nurses. And so all of a sudden we have all of the nurses on the unit, and we're looking in everybody's rooms, because that's actually happened, where some older folks have wandered into other people's rooms, you know, because not for any ill will or harm anybody, but they're just confused and they don't know where they are. So we all, there's like five or six of us now, and we're looking for this man. We can't find him anywhere. And I said, okay, here's what we need to do. We need to call security, and we need to make sure that this man did not wander off a unit and somebody is missing their patient. So I said, you know, I'm actually off. I was on my way out. I was like, do you have it handled? And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to call them right now, and we'll get sorted out. And I was like, okay, perfect. I was like, I'm actually coming in the morning a little bit earlier, because I need to finish charting what I didn't complete tonight. So I'll stop by and make sure everything went okay. And she's like, okay, great. So anyway, I go home. I get up the next morning. I come into work. I'm like 20 minutes early for my shift, and I pop in. This is before shift change, so the same people are still on the unit that were there when I was leaving the night before. And so that same secretary is still sitting at the desk, and I said, hey, whatever happened with that man? Did you guys find him? And she says, no. And here's the thing. The security, the hospital security literally called all of the units and asked all of the units to check their rooms to make sure there wasn't any missing patients. And then they like physically went to each unit and was like, you guys are not missing anybody, right? Nobody was missing a patient. So this man that I supposedly saw, he came out of one unit, crossed the hallway in front of me, and went into another unit. And I saw him. He was as clear as day. He wasn't see-through. He wasn't smoky. He had a little walker. He was balding, and he had this little, like, white peach fuzz coming out of his head. He was kind of hunched over. You know how, like, older people, they start to kind of hunch over a little bit. And he was using his walker, and he walked right across. And I saw him, clear as day. But apparently, he doesn't exist. There was no patient that was missing, no patient that wandered off. And then I can't explain how, by the time I got to him, he wasn't there. The fact that he was walking with a walker and he was walking really slow, by the time I had kind of jogged up to him, I would probably seen him kind of turn in the corner. He would not have been turbo speed to the point where he would have gone somewhere and I wouldn't have been able to see him. So that's why my first initial reaction was, oh, the double doors were open. He was just able to walk in, and then this lady's not paying attention. She's on her phone. So maybe he just happened to walk past her. But even then, I started thinking, I'm like, that, even then, I still would have seen him because he was only about 20 feet ahead of me, and I was walking pretty fast, and he was walking pretty slow. So, you know, the odds of him, like, just disappearing on me were very slim. I cannot explain it to this day. To this day, it creeps me out. Every time I walk down that corridor and I'm the only one, I always think about that incident. It's been over a year now that that's happened. Nothing like that has happened to me since. And, yeah, to this day, as far as I know, nobody was missing a patient. And everybody was in their patient rooms, and there was no little old man wandering the corridor. Nobody else but me saw this man. So, yeah, I just think it's an odd thing. I can't explain it. I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, he was a ghost and this is 100% paranormal. I mean, it could have been a really fast little old man. Maybe I just, you know, the timing was not making sense to me, but maybe that it was actually real. I don't know. I can't explain it. So to me, I just think it's something I may have experienced that was potentially paranormal, and I just wanted to get your guys' take on that. Thanks so much for having such an awesome show where we can call in and talk about these things and not feel weird or creepy or crazy, you know, or people are going to look at you like you're like, what? What are you talking about? You know, so thank you for having a show like this. You guys have a great day.
I think it's interesting because when people have experiences of this nature, a lot of times you do try to rationalize it. You try to find some way to say, well, this was a weird experience, but I don't know. Maybe, I mean, at the end of the day here, if all of the patients were in their rooms, they were all accounted for, there's nobody else wandering around the building, you only really kind of have one clear answer, don't you think?
Yeah. And having done so many investigations and being a skeptic myself, you know, I give this person credit for, you know, maybe it was this, maybe I just didn't see, blah, blah, blah. Maybe this person was moving faster than I thought. You know, they did try to look at ways of debunking it, and yet here this experience still took place.
Yeah.
And the other thing I have to say is hats off to you, because I think that she also made a very important statement at the end where she said, you guys can, the listeners of this podcast can share their stories without feeling like they're crazy. And mm-hmm. And that's, I think that's pretty special, something that you've given the listeners of this podcast. You know, you're not going to come here and get judged. Like, that's not what it's about. So it's always incredible to hear stories. Mm-hmm. And it's also incredible to hear people like this who have thought about what else this could have been.
Well, that's how it's been up until now. Now we're doing Judgment Day segments where one of the calls in every show, we're going to say, I'm sorry, we're going to judge you heavily. No, I'm kidding. But no, I mean, it's interesting with a moment like that. You don't, it's a weird one. It's a weird one. You have to like really kind of know who you're talking to if you're going to bring that up at lunch or something. Otherwise, like, oh, they're kind of weird. But no, these things happen. And I get it. It's just cool to have a place to talk about it openly. So thank you for that call. Really do appreciate it. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories online. Did you know this? Before we wrap up, because I know we're getting close to the end of the year in these episodes, we are coming on 10 years on this show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
We talked last time about how time goes by so quickly. Yeah. 10 years, would you have ever guessed?
No.
10 years in the future, you'd still be doing it?
Yes. When I got it going, I did. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to stick with this probably forever. And I probably will at some point, you know, it will to some degree be there with it. But I mean, it's been interesting to watch this thing expand over the years and having added you and Carol and everybody and Harper on here. I mean, hell, Harper was a baby when this thing started and now she co-hosts 3 days a week.
It's crazy.
So it's interesting. And I love it. I think it's really cool. Just it is hard to believe that it's going on 10. I think I said to Carol or Stacy the other day, I forgot who, where I said, I think this is now like the longest radio station I've been at. Because it's podcasting, but you know, like you always kind of count how long you're at a place. And I think the way in Wichita, I was there for, I think, 8 or 9 years at that station. And I left there and I just started the show at that time. And I thought it would be interesting when I come up on 10 years on this, because that'll actually be longer than I was there. And that seemed like a long time. Here we are. That went really quick. It feels like I just had my going away party from the actual radio station that I worked at 10 years ago.
Wow.
But it's been crazy. 10 years. Since leaving even that too. So yeah, hard to believe. All right, that's going to wrap up today's episode of the program. If you like it, become an extra podcast person. Sign up to get all the bonus episodes on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel right there, or through patreon.com/realghoststories. Get in on all of it. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including Live Dealer, Blackjack, and Craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.